Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Chair. Hello, everybody. This is Living on a Prayer. I'm Michelle Morgan. Welcome to a Monday in June. And that's the reason for the summertime tunes. Barb Perry said, I'm tired of work songs. So, you know, I don't argue with her because she is the maestro. So I let her do whatever she wants.
So, folks, it's yacht rock today.
Yacht rock. I love that. You want to explain that a little bit? Because I'm not even sure I know what that little
so
term means.
Yacht rock is music. It's like easy listening music between like 1975, 1984. It's that term became popular because all the yuppies back then would listen to it on their yacht.
And wear their Sperry topsiders.
I need to pull those out.
Yeah, the Sperry topsiders. Yay. Oh, cool. Okay, so it's yacht rock. Wow. Okay, so we're rocking and rolling here today. I had a great weekend. Just want to go on record. Had a wonderful weekend. Hope everybody else did too. And today we are going to do part two of Polarity in the Workplace. But before we do that, I'm going to do my usual little thing. So call me. Call me. You have a question? You have an experience of polarity in the workplace? The number is 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. Now, this topic, of course, was inspired by several of my wonderful listeners and would love to get feedback from all of you. If you've got something that you'd like to see covered on this show, you can send me an email at Michelle@michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L. Or you can shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. And then I'm also putting out a request that you email this show to people or share it on Facebook if you have a Facebook page. And you can do that by going to the FeedBurner site, and you can do that by accessing the archives of this show off of my website. Again, michellemorgan.org, the media page. We have a little button on there. You can go to the archives, and you can send specific shows to people if you think they'd be interested, or you can post them on your Facebook page if you want other people to know about it. We're going viral. So anyway, would love some help on that, y'all. And I just really appreciate everybody listening. I'm having a blast. So let's dive on in, shall we? Quick review. Y'all been listening to this long enough, you know this stuff, but it bears repeating. Polarity is the natural spark of energy that occurs between two opposites. In this case, masculine, feminine. And it's the key ingredient to passion in intimate relationship. It's also the key to attraction. And attraction is necessary for any kind of rapport or connection to someone in any kind of relationship, whether it's the bank teller or your boss or whoever. And we are a nation, we're a world, really, of reversed polarity. And you've heard me talk about that over and over again, the fact that over the decades we've reversed the poles. Women have been taught to be better than men, stronger than men. Men have been taught to get in touch with their sensitive side. And the problem is everybody's discarding their true natures for this cultural paradigm of equality or sameness. And that has wreaked nothing but havoc in the world, pretty amazingly so. And so strongly we see that in the corporate world. And so that's what prompted several of my listeners to start a dialogue with me about, you know, how do you apply the polarity thing in the workplace? Because it's a tough situation. So a quick, again, review of the qualities. Polarity is not gender specific. It's energetic in nature, but we do, I do speak to the cultural majority for the sake of simplicity, meaning masculine core men and feminine core women. Masculine qualities are presence, purpose, strength, direction. He's the protector and the provider. He's the rock. Masculine takes action. He inspires others to be their best through healthy competition and risk-taking. The feminine qualities are light, love, support, emotion. She's the nurturer and the muse. She's the weather. She's everywhere at once. Very cool. She invites and connects. The feminine encourages others to be their best by witnessing and inspiring their strengths. So very, very complementary, those two energies. Very yin-yang, that's the whole point. And it's the perfect balance. And let me tell you something, it's all in the delivery. It's all in the delivery. It doesn't mean that men can't inspire through by witnessing and holding the space for other strengths, but they got to do it with their own masculine strength. And conversely, the feminine can inspire others to take risks, but she does that through an openness that is inherent in the feminine heart, and it really, truly is energetic. And being in right polarity, because it's an energetic thing, guess what that requires? That requires you being in your core. And core is not an option. I want t-shirts that say that. Core is not an option. We all have masculine and feminine in us, but at our core, we're one or the other. And that, in the ability to be truly in your core, is something that requires healing whatever patterns or legacies potentially stand in the way of your true core. And it also requires an intimate connection to God, because that's where the true power comes from. So if you're grounded in your power, you're connected to God, you can't help but be in your natural core. And then your behavior is automatic and instinctual. And a lot of people, I've been teaching the polarity thing for years, and a lot of people learn about it and then they attempt to implement the behavioral things, acting certain ways, saying certain things, which behavioral components are absolutely part of it. But the problem is, if you're just doing that stuff, if you're just acting that stuff and you don't actually have a connection to your true core and you're not instinctually living them, then it's pretty obvious and people will respond in a not so good way when polarity is false. So we are going to yak a little bit more. Then we're going to take a short break and we're going to come back. We got several people on the line that I want to talk to today. In fact, Barb, can we take a break now? Is it too early? Could we do that? We can. She's giving me the thumbs up. So we're going to do that. We're going to go ahead and take a short break. I've given you guys the little polarity review. Hope you're all taking notes. And when you come back, we'll have a pop quiz. Now, when we come back, we're going to actually talk to Jan in Las Vegas. That girl's been trying to get through for weeks. Hang in there, darling. We're going to talk to you in a minute. You're all listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Don't go away.
With your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Like up to my eyeballs in nostalgia here. This makes me think of the parties that we used to have after the plays were over with a drama club. Yes, we'd always have parties at each other's houses and we'd crank the tunes and dance and yeah, great stuff. Great songs. Picking great songs. Missy. We're going to go straight to the phone line. Oh yeah, by the way, this is Living on a Prayer and I'm Michelle Morgan. I was nostalgia-ing out so much I kind of forgot where I was. That's a serious hazard of this show, is that I just completely go off in this la-la land because of the music. So Barb has that a way about her of hypnotizing me. All right, we're going to Jan on the phone lines. Jan, are you finally on, girl?
Yes, thank you so much.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, I actually said prayers today.
You did?
I literally said prayers that you would get through and we'd be able to talk because
well, here it is.
That was craziness. So
it happened. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. How are you?
So glad to be here. Well, I'm fair. And okay. I just want to tell you, I love your music too, by the way.
Isn't it? Isn't Barb rocks, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Great.
I know. Cool. So glad. She's having a great time hearing that. So, so what's going on, girl?
Well, this may not be totally on the subject that you're on, so I'm sorry about that, too.
Give it to me anyway. I'm going with the flow today, baby.
Okay. Well, it's about my health problem again, and I'm still fighting. It's still a problem, such a problem. And what's really weird, though, is that several months ago, one doctor said that, yes, you have all these viruses in your system. And then I finally went to an infectious disease doctor here last week.
Yikes.
And he said, no, you don't have any of these in your system. You may have had them at one point in the past, but they're not in your system now, and it's nothing you have to worry about at all. And I said, well, what the heck is happening to me? Why am I so ill?
Wow.
And so he's going to check other things. But I just wondered if you could see me moving out of this pretty soon and going into a healthier realm eventually someday.
Oh, sweetheart. Remind me what you are astrologically.
I'm a Virgo.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, Virgo's been getting their collective little tushes kicked by the whole Saturn thing. So Saturn's finishing up and moving on out at the end of July. So that's, I guarantee, a part of it. Because Saturn's a taskmaster. Saturn makes you take a look, really hard look at things that need to be cleaned up in your life.
Yeah.
And Saturn is very much about physicality. So money, you know, home, body, etc. Anything that's in the physical realm, Saturn will definitely do some work around. So, so that being said, tell me what you are doing spiritually about this.
Well, basically, I'm into a lot of different spiritual things. I follow a guru, and his name is Miraji, and that's a meditation type thing.
Okay.
Which I haven't been doing that much. I mostly just listen to him speak. I love to hear him.
Okay.
I'm a Christian also.
Cool.
And I belong to two online churches which I follow.
Okay.
And then I listen to you, and then I have other people on Hay House, and so I'm at home most of the time, but I listen to a lot of spiritual stuff just to fill my brain and mind so that I'm not bummed out, you know?
Yeah, you bet. And that's great, but I'm gonna go ahead and jump on my little flaming soapbox here for a sec, okay?
Okay.
Because here's the challenge, and I see this a lot with people. Spirituality is really a complex thing, and it's interesting how because of the New Age, there's so many opportunities to fill our minds and fill our brains and listen and take in information. That's the input phase. That's actually in the logic levels of the brain. That's the capabilities level. That's just one step above behavior. And that's where we're taking in information and storing it. And that's great. Don't get me wrong. That's fantastic. And, you know, anytime you stretch your concepts of anything, then you've grown on some level. The challenge with that is true relationship with God is a very active, daily, practical thing. You have to be willing to be in conversation with God. You have to be willing to flesh God out in your mind, have a sense of who he is, have a sense of who your guides are, have a sense of the angels, all of that, and really work on that very specifically. And that's why I'm such a fanatic about out loud prayer, because it's conversation with God. And that is so necessary here, because it's interesting when I'm looking at this psychically for you, I'm not just preaching at you. And part of the challenge that you have, my darling, is that being a Virgo, you are very practical on one hand, but you have, you have an aspect of you that, that, where you stand just outside of your own power. Does that make sense to you? I see you looking at yourself as powerful, but you don't access your power. Does that make sense? So your body is doing a number on you to try and get you to bridge that gap. So when you're outside of your power, you're basically outside yourself. You're literally out of your body, and your body's going, hello, we're going to get your attention in any way that we can. And the body's going to manifest a lot of things. And the, and the Virgo nature, being an earth sign, they will absolutely take things into their physical body. There's no question that they do. And then I'm also looking very strongly at, you've got a couple of legacies that you're carrying around, physical stuff. Does that make sense? From handed down through generations?
It's what I've been told this over and over.
Yeah.
And I keep, people keep telling me this, and I'm wondering, what is all this about? They keep telling me this.
You've definitely got some family stuff, learned patterns that came down through very strongly through your mother's side, a little bit on your dad's, but very strongly through your mother's side. I'm getting, hello, dog. I'm getting a lot of, is there a lot of alcoholism on one side of the family?
Yes, that's my mother's side.
Well, right there. That alone, Cookie, is going to make your body go completely bonkers.
I haven't been an alcoholic.
Doesn't matter. Here's the thing about an ism, okay? The drug of choice is just that. It's just a drug of choice. What gets handed down generationally are the belief systems, the patterns of emotion, the behavioral emotional patterns. And then someone will choose to either be an alcoholic, they'll choose to be a codependent, or they'll choose to be possibly a combination of both.
Okay.
So that demonstration of the pattern is just that. It's just an expression. It's just an external expression. The true key there is, what's the belief system? And when you grow up in an alcoholic family, I guarantee you are going to see the world through some pretty interesting eyes.
Oh yeah. Well, we had, it wasn't necessarily alcohol, but it was other things. And, we had a pretty, obsessive, addictive family stuff going on.
You bet.
And I know that I am, and as I actually, I am diagnosed with OCD, not with alcohol, just my behavior, because I do things over and over, and I'm fanatic, and I'm perfectionist, all that stuff. But is that what's making me sick?
Absolutely.
Yes,
100%. Because your body's just spazzing out. I mean, you're adding so much stress to your body. Your body's going, okay, fine. Again, it's trying to get your attention. Your body, God bless your body.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm bowing down to your sweet little body right now. It's doing everything in its power to get your attention. And don't get me wrong here. I'm not telling you not to go to doctors, but the bottom line is the medical field right now is needing to learn some lessons about, there's more to it than just the physical nature. They have to take into consideration, if you're going to heal, you got to heal on all four levels. That's mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. So you got to take a look at all of those different things, the emotional patterns that came down. Let me tell you why you're OCD. I'm getting loud and clear from your guides. At least 10 generations back on mom's side, we've got alcoholism. Raging.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, huge. huge alcoholism on mom's side. So what happens is that gets rolled down through the generations, and that's a pattern. And what happens if you grow up in a family with an alcoholic, you are going to try to control everything around you. People become very controlling. There's a lot of anger issues, a lot of buried anger usually. And the control issues, there can be real passive aggressive behaviors. And just this feeling of literally being out of control. And so if you feel out of control, you're going to try to control everything. And that's going to make you do some pretty crazy stuff. And your body's going to finally go, you know, forget it. Can't do it. So, that's what you're dealing with, Cookie. So here's what I want you to, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get on my Facebook, get into the boxes section and go back a couple of shows back to, I can't remember exactly which show, but the prayers about absolute clarity. Remember that one? I give thanks that I now have absolute clarity on this situation and the future of this situation.
Okay.
And I give thanks that clarity now comes to me quickly, easily, and in peace, and that I have the willingness to receive it.
Okay.
You got to pray for clarity on this. You got to pray to be guided to heal this. And that's going to mean being guided to something beyond just the medical doctors. I'm not telling you to throw that out. I'm just telling you, you got to cover all of your bases
here. What do you mean by that?
Well, you're going to need to do some work on the emotional piece.
Oh, so like maybe going to a counselor
Yes,
or something?
Yes, absolutely. Get some counseling. You bet. And
counseling.
And work with somebody who's going to help you shift your belief system.
See, my dog is
I know, but look at that. Dog's totally agreeing with me. I just said, heal your belief systems, and the dog went bonkers. So there you go. Preferably an NLP based process, because that's the best modality out there to deal with belief systems. So I want you to get on that, and then I want to hear back from you.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. Oh
All
my
right,
gosh.
Sweetheart.
Thank you. This is
You're
awesome.
Welcome.
You're awesome.
You're awesome. You hang in there. I'm going to send you some angels. Okay.
Okay.
All right, baby. Take care.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
So much. Bye.
Yikes. Yeah. Let me tell you what, people. It's amazing. And here's the blessing and the curse of our time frame right now, energetically and otherwise. It's all about cleaning it up, man. You got to get in there and really figure your stuff out, you know? And none of us can heal this stuff on our own. That's the point. The point is to ask to be guided to the right people, the right resources, the right experiences that will help you heal and come into your truth. That's what God's asking all of us to do. And so we're getting supported in that, but it's also challenging, because being supported in that means it's up and in your face in a really big way. That's why everything looks and feels so scary right now. So, all right, everybody, send angels to Jan. We're going to see some major things change for that girl. We're going to go to Sammy on the phones. Sammy, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, baby girl.
Thank you again. I thought of one more question for clarity in the workplace.
I am so glad. Thank you. Yeah, you had a great question. Sammy emailed me an awesome question about polarity in the workplace. And I said, of course, I don't want to just do an email. I want to talk to you in person. It's way more fun. So lay it on me, baby.
Okay. So the question is, how do I or anyone else in this position stay in their feminine core mm-hmm. when I am the boss? I'm a senior level executive mm-hmm. And not just, you know, the boss of the few people I immediately supervise,
right.
but in a position to lead, you know, other folk.
You bet. You bet. That's so just out of curiosity, what's the environment that you're working in as far as
polarity? It's a very shadow culture.
Yeah.
It has been for a long time, and
yeah.
I have operated out of my shadow for
sure.
many years, pretty much until about 4 months ago. So I'm seeing things
completely different. So here's first and foremost, this is again kind of a little review, but the feminine core, the only way the feminine can be truly in her feminine, truly in her core and open, is if she feels safe. And hello, that's a pretty big freaking challenge out in the world right now, and especially when you're in that shadow environment. Shadow begets shadow, and core begets core every time. So for the feminine in particular, when she's in a shadow environment, you are instinctively the little sea anemone. You guys have heard me use that example. You're going to close up, and you're going to harden, and you're going to come at things with a more combative or defensive stance. So that you got to understand going in that's the environment and the energy that you're going to have to deal with. So that being said, the most important factor for a woman, the feminine core being, in a leadership role in particular, is that connection to God, is having that connection to true masculine. Because you're not probably getting true masculine in the workplace. And the men that are around you probably aren't fully in their masculine, not bringing it all the time. And the women are in their shadow masculine. So in order to counterbalance that and get a sense of some safety, that's where the God thing is absolutely number one important thing. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. So from that standpoint, as you're doing that, and I know you, so I know you're doing that really well. This is how the feminine boss, if you will, this is how she leads. She's, first of all, the feminine powerhouse is emotion and intuition. In the corporate world and in our world in general, we have learned as women that emotions are bad, right? They're negative. It's, you know, you don't ever show weakness and you don't cry, and women who are emotional are out of control and all of that garbage. It's just, it's complete hogwash. Because the truth is, our power lies in our emotional state. We can intuit and feel the most subtle nuances in any given circumstance. And imagine if you're, you know, as a female boss, if you're in a position to be able to intuit what's happening for your employees, you're going to be able to troubleshoot in advance, right? You're going to be able to take care of things before they ever show up as a problem, because you will have intuited them prior to them becoming a problem. So you got to be able to trust your own intuition and use that in your decision making. Use that in your interactions with people. And above all, you have to trust it. And that's challenging, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Guess what you got to do? You got to work on your belief systems that get in the way of you trusting your intuition. You got to heal from the inside out. And this is true anyway. Any of you that want to be in true polarity, you got to heal your stuff. There's none of us are in true polarity on this planet right now unless we're working really hard to heal the things that have gotten in the way over the generations, because we're all carrying legacies and we're all carrying cultural programming from quite a long history. So the feminine boss, one really powerful thing to do with your employees is to witness the good in them. Witness the good, hold the space for that, encourage them as a result of that, and learn to lead creatively. Allow yourself to be creative, to think outside the box. The masculine is much more single-minded, and they should be. Now, that doesn't mean that men aren't creative. It doesn't mean that women can't be really focused and purposeful and have direction. They can. But again, we're talking a delivery thing here. The feminine boss seeks to motivate men who work for her by trusting the hero in them, by inviting that and supporting that, by seeing it literally. Again, intuitive power is the greatest gift of the feminine, and that includes being able to psychically, literally, connect to someone, visualize the highest and best in them, and then hold the space for that. And women grow through praise. The feminine, anyway, grows through praise, grows through acknowledgement and support. So you would be in more of that energy with the women that you work with. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me what is difficult about doing those things.
I'm just thinking of some of the men in particular. Mm-hmm. It will take some effort to
see the hero in them.
See the hero in them. And then yeah. Give some space for it to maybe show up.
Absolutely. No, that's absolutely the challenge here. It's hard to trust someone who has not proven themselves to be trustworthy. But at the same time, how does someone become trustworthy if we don't trust them? So who are you going to trust first, Sammy?
God.
God. You're going to trust God. You're going to trust God to act through that person. And I am not kidding you. Bottom line, the most powerful thing you could ever do as a boss is pray for your coworkers. Pray for your employees. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are the most challenging, do some extra prayer for them. See them surrounded by angels. Ask Jesus to get involved. Do whatever you need to do to shore up and change the spiritual temperature of the workplace. It has to happen there first in order to truly see changes happen. I've got a great story to tell after the break from a client of mine who's a feminine boss in an extraordinarily harsh masculine environment. So I'll share that, like I said, after the break. But the key component here is first of all, you can't, you know, charge into this shadow environment and single-handedly change it. That's not going to happen. You can only do your part to bring right polarity. But don't underestimate your part. Don't underestimate the power of being connected to God, asking God to work his miracles. I've seen situations where someone would go into a group of very challenging people, do some substantial prayer work, hold the vision, do the best they could in a human perspective, and all of a sudden, two or three of the really challenging people find jobs elsewhere.
Yeah.
Like, almost overnight. I mean, it's amazing how those types of things will happen. Somebody has to change the energy in there. And that ain't going to happen on a human level because everybody's all tangled up. It's like a hairball, you know, like some big thing barfed up on the carpet and everybody's caught in it. So the energy has to start shifting, but that has to go from the spiritual perspective. And that's why if you get God and the prayer thing going, that's going to make a huge difference. And then you keep working on how you're carrying yourself in the world to the best of your ability and allow for some things to shift out. And then if that doesn't work, and this goes for anybody listening, if that doesn't work, if you've done all that stuff and you've done it for a while, I mean, this isn't going to change in 2 weeks, right? But
right.
If you've consistently done it and you're continuing to work with God and you're praying for guidance on a daily basis on this stuff, if you truly are not the one who's going to teach a lesson in that place, if it's truly not in your destiny to be a catalyst for change in that place, you can rest assured that you've shifted at least somebody. Somebody will have gleaned something amazing from your spiritual power, and you will be guided to go to a different environment. And I've seen that happen too. I've seen that happen several times where someone will do the God thing, do the prayer thing, and they get fired. But they get to then, you know, get unemployment and do all sorts of things, and they get a better job as a result of it. So you got to trust the process here. And I'm not, you know, remotely saying that's going to happen to you, but you know what I mean? It's like, you got, when you're working with God, you got to be open to the highest and best happening, and you don't know what that's going to look like. So get in there and do what you can to hold the space, and it'll be really interesting to see what happens with people. I bet you're already seeing people respond differently to you, though.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bet. So did you say you had another question?
No.
Oh, was that it?
That was it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So was that clear?
It was.
Good. Well, I have all the faith in the world in you, girlfriend. I know you can handle this. So just keep doing that. And then I want to hear back. I want to know what happens.
Okay.
All right, sugar.
Thanks.
Talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye, baby. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, I got some information for you. And then we're going to grab a couple other callers. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Don't go away.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Dissatisfied?
satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Oh man, Barb, you really go out of your way this time, didn't you, girl? That's good stuff. This is Michelle Morgan. You're back with me, Living on a Prayer. Good stuff. Go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com. On the right side, click on iTunes and you can subscribe to this show. And you can also rate this show. You heard that little ditty during the break there. Kind of cool, gives us a idea who all is listening. And of course, you love the music on this show. Duh. Go to iTunes and download the songs. I will have a list of the tunage from today on my Facebook page. And I tell you what, I have added to my iPod since hanging with you, Miss Barbara. I definitely have added to my iPod. Oh, too much fun. All right, so back to the topic du jour. Just wanted to talk a little bit more about sort of the practical application of, you know, how does polarity look in the workplace? Going to give kind of a simple explanation here. In fact, it's much more complex than this. But here are some just ways, some ideas of what to look for, what to aspire to if this fits you. So if you're a masculine boss, the masculine boss listens, considers all input, and then makes clear decisions that he stands by. That's the key. When he's wrong, he owns it and makes appropriate changes to continue on in the right path. Masculine boss seeks to motivate his men through healthy challenge, seeks to motivate his women through appropriate and honest praise. Very powerful. Feminine boss, we talked about a little bit. The other thing the masculine boss does is he goes to bat for his employees. And he creates a sense of safety, a safe environment for someone to do their best job. If you're a man working for a masculine boss, respect your boss, step up to responsibility, and stand by your decisions. If a man's working for a feminine boss, do what you say you're gonna do. That's huge. And work to provide a safe environment for your boss to do her job and protect that environment through right action. People get a little confused when I talk about the safety thing, but the bottom line is the feminine will only open fully into her feminine power if she feels safe. And that means she needs to feel like she can trust you. She needs to feel like you're honest, that you're a stand-up kind of person. And that's going to make her relax and know that she can count on you. And that's, we don't see much of that in this world, unfortunately. There's a lot of really good men out there. And there's a lot of people in their shadow. So it's a very, very amazing time to start to understand this stuff and seek to right the balance. Women working for a masculine boss. Respect him and hold the vision of the hero in him. Trust your intuition and be willing to share your insights. A lot of women fear, you know, speaking up or saying what they're feeling about anything. And I think it's really important to create that kind, to develop that kind of relationship with your masculine boss. If he's got half a brain, he's going to totally respect and honor your input. And he's going to take that into consideration in any of his decisions. Women, use your spiritual power and pray for your boss to be the ultimate leader. And if you're working for a feminine boss, nurture her power by holding the energy of the sisterhood. You know, you're both women. Hold the energy of that. Make that a good thing. And trust your intuition and keep your heart open to her. And be a witness to her leadership. And that one's particularly energetic in nature. Feminine to feminine is very energetic. A lot of things are intuitive and unspoken in that feminine connection. And it's really powerful. And as I said before, you know, you can only do your part in polarity, but if one person starts to bring right polarity, it shifts everyone's energy ultimately. And if someone's in their shadow, you know, they're disconnected from God, first of all, and they're coming from a place of fear and a sense of powerlessness. Understanding that can help you be compassionate towards that coworker and at the same time remain true to yourself and your boundaries. So you got to work on your energy first. You got to pray about that other person. And then, you know, like I said earlier, if you're meant to be a whistleblower or a catalyst of some kind, God will guide you to play the appropriate role. No question about it. Or God will guide you in any way that's the best, in your best interest anyway, to change that job, get a different one if that environment's not going to shift. So the key, as always, kids, is the big man upstairs. So I want to share a story that I think is probably the most powerful ever of right polarity in action after years of reversed polarity. A client of mine who was in the women's program a number of years ago, learning all about this polarity stuff, she was a head honcho in Starbucks. She was way, way, way up there in the top echelon. And her job was she worked in the department where they went out, scouted locations, and built from the ground up the new Starbucks. So she, her job would be to, you know, organize the entire thing, including the work crews, which were always predominantly men. And, you know, track the budget, all of it. She was in charge of the whole kit and caboodle, organizing the entire project. Well, there was one gentleman in particular who was the head honcho of the construction crew that they typically used. And my client and this guy went head to head for about 13 years. She said he was absolutely her nemesis. He was obnoxious. She would have to say, it's got to be done like this. It's got to look like this. This is the budget. I need it done like this. And he would consistently argue with her, cause nothing but trouble, bring it in late and always over budget. And she just came to expect this incredible struggle. She had stomach problems. She had sleep issues. She had incredible amounts of stress in her life as a result of this. Well, so she starts learning the polarity thing, and she really did some great work on herself. And she decided that she was going to honestly give this stuff a shot. So the next time they started this new project and she had to go into a meeting with this dude, she met him at the job site. And instead of her usual MO, she walked around the job site with him and said, so here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that we want to do this over here. And I'm thinking that I would love to see some lights like over here. And she is explaining what her vision was. And she said, I really want to run this past you and get your feedback. I really want to know what you think about this. Well, this gentleman was so shocked, first of all, that she would be open to his input. He immediately stepped up, gave her input. They became very cooperative on this project, and she continued to seek his input and run things past him in a very open and very, very, she was very, very professional about it. And she was very much in her command in that, but she absolutely invited him to step up to the plate. Boy, howdy, did he ever. That was the first time in 13 years that that man brought that thing in under budget and several weeks sooner than they had expected. But the kicker was she was on site checking some things out, and there was all these construction people doing stuff. And this young punk started really being obnoxious to her, really rude. And this other gentleman walked over, stepped in front of her, between her and this kid, and looked him in the eye and said, don't you ever treat her like that, ever. If I catch you doing that again, you're fired. He said, you will respect her because she's the one that created this project, and we are here to make it happen. She called me, and she literally was stunned. And that shifted in a matter of days when it was 13 years of struggle prior to that. So I'm telling you something, kids, this stuff really works. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, she wasn't manipulative with it. She wasn't pretending, and she wasn't lessening her own power. In fact, she elevated her power in the eyes of everybody that was involved in that project. And not to mention the fact that it also shifted her health issues because she had way less stress. So there you go. So we've got Elizabeth on the line. Elizabeth, are you there, honey?
Yes. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good, babe. How are you?
Good.
What can I do for you?
I'm wondering if you see anything interesting for me on the horizon with a permanent position. There's some temp that's come up, but that's not what I'm interested in.
Not what's floating your boat, huh?
Yeah, and the stuff out there is not floating my boat either, and I'm wondering is something.
Well, I do see, so remind me what you are astrologically. I know we've talked before.
Yes. I called like a month ago. You said give an update.
Yeah.
So I'm a Pisces.
That's right. You're a Pisces.
And in my spare time, I do a lot of community service. So okay. That fills my time.
Cool. Okay. So it's interesting because there does feel like there's what I would consider a slight delay in getting something permanent. And so there's two reasons for that when I'm looking at this. First of all, and I think we may have talked about this prior. Are you clear about what you want?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. Yeah, I do. Okay. I just can't quite find it out there.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You're clear about what you want, but is there any kind of little voice in your head or any kind of little feeling of, you know, I know what I want, but I'm not really sure I'm ever going to get it?
Yes, because I don't see it out there at
all. Okay. All right. So here's the thing. Who are you going to call, baby? Who are you going to trust on this one?
I know. God.
Yeah. The magic word. Absolutely. And so the thing with God is that you can't always see it. And, you know, that's part of the fun, babe. That's part of the mystery. And I'm not trying to make it light. I can't imagine what you're going through, you know, wanting to land the right position. And things are scary out there. And everybody's got this collective belief that it's difficult, if not impossible, to get a job. I mean, people are just, you know, tweaking out, continuing to tweak out. So it's difficult to not get caught in that, but this is the whole point right now. I am not kidding you. That's the point of the energy on the planet right now. This is weeding out the people who have true faith from the people who are just pretending to have faith or have faith when it works for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because faith, you don't even know you have faith until you're tested, until you're up to your eyeballs in the darkness and you have no freaking clue where you're going to go next. So this is the time for you to continue to be clear about what you want. And I want you, Elizabeth, baby, I want you to up the ante on this. I want you to push yourself, risk trusting God more on this. Because part of what I'm seeing, you and I know we've talked about this before. You're really powerful. You get your energy in a knot and everything sort, it's like kinking a garden hose, right? There's nothing can move. Okay. Well, the garden hose is mildly kinked. It's not hugely kinked, but it is mildly kinked. So unkink, baby, unkink
okay.
The hose. Just hang in there with this. I'm not kidding you. I really do. I feel like it's so funny. One of the main cards that came out of the deck here is trust. Literally, it's called the trust card. You've got to be in a position to trust. And it's so funny. I can't tell you how many times I'll have a client talk to me and say, I've been patient. When's it going to change? And it's like the minute you do that, you've just stopped being patient. You know,
right.
And the same thing is I have faith, but why isn't it happening? Well, your faith just flew out the door when you're in that space of freaking out. And it doesn't mean you're not going to freak out. You are. You're human. The key is to not stay in the freak out. The minute you're in the freak out, that's when you say, Lord, I trust you. Your will, not mine. Can't wait to see what you got up your sleeve on this one. You know, ask God to dazzle you because he will. And here's the other thing. I'm willing to bet you from what I'm looking at here that you've asked pretty specifically for what you want, and what you want is better than you've ever had before, yes?
What I want, yes.
Okay, so what you're truly asking God for is better than you've ever experienced before, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. That takes a little longer, kiddo. It takes a little longer. You know, you're asking to be elevated. That's going to take a little bit longer. It's going to require a little more faith on your part. Remember when we talked a few shows ago about the three stages of manifestation, stage one, stage two, and stage three?
Right.
Stage two is where it looks like nothing's happening or things, in fact, start to get worse. And most people quit at that point. Most people do get scared and they quit. That's the point that you have to hang in there the hardest, because you are two breaths away from stage three, which is manifesting the dream.
Well, I'm doing a lot of this political volunteer work and I'm moving up higher in it. Like I more and more and more responsibility. I feel like that's where I should be. I have no idea.
Okay.
There's no money in it.
Oh, stop right there.
What?
There's no money in it according to who?
Me?
Yeah, well, hello. Do you honestly know? I mean, can you honestly tell me, kiddo, that you've spoken to every single person on the planet in a position of authority in that genre who knows for a fact that there's no money in it? Probably not.
No.
Okay, I'm teasing you just a little bit, but I'm trying to make a point with you. Okay, you are very powerful, darling girl. Every time I talk to you, you come up as the high priestess. You are up as the high priestess yet again. Okay, and so here's what happens with the high priestess. There's some responsibility that comes with that. Meaning, if you're thinking that this, you know, thing is passionate and you feel great about it, but there's no money, you've basically just shut the door right in God's face. You've actually told him there's no money in this. And he's up there going, wow, well, we had this position for six figures over here, but yeah, we'll give it to somebody else because you're over there saying there's no money in this. So you're in that wonderful gig with no money. You're getting exactly what you're asking for. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you're getting exactly what God's given you, everything you're asking for right now. So change what you're asking for, kiddo. With God, everything is possible. I'm not kidding you.
Am I supposed to be where I am right now?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, yes. I think that's part of the reason why there's this delay factor. I think the delay is in place. That's why I asked you at the beginning, are you sure you're clear on what you want? Because I feel like you're actually being shown something that you might not have realized that you want. But you've got to have faith about it. You absolutely have to trust that God's going to guide you to the highest and best thing here.
Oh,
this is cool. I mean, the outcome of this looks amazing. But you,
it does.
Oh, heck yes. But you, seriously, you've really got to hang in there. The faith piece is everything right now. And that's true for everybody, kiddo. I'm not just saying that. And believe me, you're talking to an expert on faith. You're talking to an expert of walking through the darkness and having to hang on by my fingernails, believing that God's got something good on the outside. And he always does. God always blows me right out of the water. So that's really what's going on here. And so I would tell you to shift what you're praying for, keep the prayer stuff going, keep hanging in there with us. That's the best thing that I can tell you right now. And you are going to manifest something relatively soon. I can't give you a timeline on it, though. I will honestly tell you that I cannot give you a timeline on it. There's too much fluctuation right now energetically for you. And I think that's because you're asking for one thing, but you're also looking over here, feeling this other thing and saying it's not possible. And you know what I'm saying? There's kind of this little ball of confusion going on. You put that energy out there. That's what you're going to get in return. Okay.
But it looks good.
It looks fantastic. It looks better than anything you've ever had ever before. So wildest dreams can come true, kiddo, but you got to go to the source for that one.
Okay, will do.
Hang in there and let me know what happens.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really will.
Psyched. Yeah, I'm going to send you some big time angels on this. I'm psyched about this. Oh, I got a great prayer for you. You ready for this? Dramatic good is on its way to me now and I rejoice. I want you to say that like your life depends on it. I want you to shout that one out loud. Dramatic good is on its way to me now, and I rejoice. I want to hear you. Say it.
Dramatic. Wait, I love that one. I got to write that down. Wait,
I'll put it on my Facebook, too. Dramatic good.
Dramatic good.
Is on its way to me now.
It's on its way to me now.
And I rejoice.
And I rejoice.
Amen.
Amen.
You just spoke it, baby girl. So you keep doing that one, and I promise you good things are going to happen.
Wow. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You're the best. I want to hear from you, okay?
For sure.
All right, baby. Okay. Take care. Bye. Wowza. Cool beans. Good stuff. Good stuff. Erica in Brazil, not going to be able to get to you today, Sugar Bear. We don't have enough time. So next week, okay, I want to talk to you. I hope you're doing good. Next week, speaking of, is the solstice. It's the summer solstice. My show is on the solstice. How fun is that? So I'm going to be doing a reading for the season, an overall reading for everybody, and then I want you to call in with questions, any questions. Erica, you call in next week. Darling, you're first in line, I promise. Would love to talk to you. So I hope everybody has a terrific week. Again, give me a holler if there's anything you want to talk about, you want me to cover on this show, and would love for you to share this show with people. If you're liking what you're hearing, get it out there. I want more people to listen. Everybody take care. Barb, thank you so much, honey. It was great fun today. Great music. I'll be back next week. Same time, same station. This is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Be good, everybody.
You
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.